Dozens of tents have been cleared from the encampments near the intersection of Mass Avenue and Melniakas Boulevard. City workers removed the tents yesterday. That was the deadline Mayor Michelle Wu gave for getting people out of the encampment and into shelters. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Workers went tent to tent, telling the people inside they had to leave and where they might find shelter. And then they started sweeping things away. 43-year-old Tim Galligan had been living in a tent just days earlier, but yesterday was working to help remove them. Galligan said he's conflicted because the city helped him secure temporary housing.
It's a huge positive step. Yeah, I think so. But some people might not think it that way because it's a lot going on right now. You know, people crying, like, they're getting their stuff thrown away, literally, you know what I mean? As you see, it's all getting thrown away, right?
Debris was all over the street. Clothing, toiletries, tools, food, a wheelchair. Before it went into city garbage trucks, a 42-year-old man, who only wanted to be called by his first name, Michael, was going through it. He said a city worker did approach him about housing, but there was no follow-up. So, with his tent gone, he didn't know where he would be spending the night.
Well, the city came and they took it away. They demolished it. It's funny, I had a lot of clothing and things like that in there. And it's just all gone.
Boston officials say everyone living in the encampments was offered shelter. Former State Health Commissioner Dr. Monica Burrell is Mayor Wu's point person on the encampments. Burrell was helping oversee the removals.
You know, this is a fragile population that we're working with, and things change hour to hour. But people are cooperating. They understand what's happening today. They understand that we're looking for safe alternatives for them. That is the goal.
Business leaders in the area have complained about the encampments for years, citing the open drug use, the trash, and frequent violence.
For us, this is like, Christmas and 4th of July all together, okay?
Sue Sullivan from the Newmarket Business Association was helping clear the tents. She says the city's push to secure shelter beds benefits everyone.
Nobody should be out here in this weather. From the perspective of the business association and the businesses here, the employees and the employers can rest easier tonight.
By late afternoon, after crews cleared most of the tents and police taped off Atkinson Street, dozens of people congregated nearby and said they had no place to go. 40-year-old Jason Thompson said he was approached by a city worker about housing over a month ago and he had signed up for help, but he never heard back. Now, with his tent gone, he just wanted to get out of the cold.
I'm trying to get into the first thing that's available. Anything that's available, I'm willing to go. I'm willing to give it a try. I'm going back down the street, hopefully. I'm going to sign up again. Hopefully, I can get in the bed tonight somewhere. If not, I'll be back here.
The city hasn't said what might happen if people return, but Mayor Wu has said people will not be criminalized for being homeless. Boston police say no arrests were made yesterday. But advocates for those without housing called the removals harsh and the police presence intimidating. Cassie Hurd with the nonprofit Material Aid and Advocacy Program said many people were forced out.
That is absolutely a sweep, right? There was no need to create this sort of crisis that's traumatizing for people and coerce people into shelter.
City officials vow to continue to take a public health approach and say more than 100 people from the encampments were placed in housing yesterday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.
That story included reporting by WBUR's Lynn Joliker.